Dorothy Seckler interviewing Ross Moffat in Provincetown on August 27, 1962. Mr. Moffat, I wondered if you'd like to begin by discussing your early years in Iowa and how you came to become an artist.
I was born on a farm, but when I was about 10 years old, we moved to a small town because my father's health was not good enough to for him to continue with the farm work. But for a good many years, I worked in on farms during the summer, so I knew what farm work or what farm life was like at that time, which is quite different from life on a farm at the present time. The people got up about 4 o'clock in the morning and milked the cows. They had to milk the cows before the sun came up because the flies became so bad that the cows would kick your heads off if you waited too long. And the milk had to be separated, the other chores done, and about half past seven we went to the field. That was when the real day's work began. We worked till half past 11, and then we had lunch, went back at 1 o'clock and worked until six and had supper, and then we started in on the evening chores again. I got usually a dollar a day. The most I ever got was $2, and the farmer thought that was sort of highway robbery. Now.
Then you said your family moved to a town?
Yes, we lived in this small town. And I had drawn more or less when I went to the country school. The teacher would give us stencils, which we colored with colored pencils, and that was the sort of art we did. And I thought I was pretty good at that. I didn't realize how little that meant. So I drew in my textbooks all through school, and I got the idea that maybe I had some talent as an artist. And so when I was about 19, I started in at an art school in Des Moines. This art school was run by an artist named Cummings. And the school was on the top floor of the Des Moines Public Library. Well, I stayed there about 3 months, and I became dissatisfied with that, and I went on to the Chicago Art Institute. I stayed there in all about 3 or 4 years. There was one interruption in that. During that time at the Chicago Art Institute, I went to South Dakota and homesteaded on a claim of 160 acres of land. I had to live on this land about 18 months, and then it became my property. The way in which I got the money to start the art school is, I think, rather interesting. It may be unique because it came from trapping mink. I think perhaps the only artist who got his start as a trapper.
While you were at the Chicago Art Institute, I understand you met Carl Canass.